From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson was in the southeastern corner of Iowa last night as a speaker at one of the Republican caucuses. In collaboration with the Columbia Missourian, KBIA's Ian McManus was there and has this.
Monday evening at the Quality Inn & Suites near Fort Madison, Iowa, Governor Mike Parson spoke to the Lee County Republican Party at their caucus on behalf of President Trump.
You know, the White House sent me this briefing book, and I want to share the front cover of it. It says, "Keep Iowa Great."
Despite the inevitability of President Trump securing the Republican nomination, the governor played the greatest hits of the president's talking points.
You remember what he told you he was going to do? You talk about a wall, building a wall. You talk about the economy getting better, shutting down bad trade deals, cutting your taxes, all the things that people across this country elected on him. He did exactly that.
Missouri's primary will be March 10th.
That was KBIA's Ian McManus reporting. Charter schools may soon be allowed statewide. In a unanimous vote yesterday, the Government Reform Committee passed a bill to expand charter school eligibility to municipalities with at least 30,000 residents, as well as counties under charter government. Under the bill, funding would be allocated based on the number of students in each school. State Representative Holly Rader wants to make it easier to provide services to vulnerable adults. The Health and Mental Health Policy Committee heard her bill yesterday. According to the Columbia Missourian, the bill would allow prosecutors to establish, quote, adult protection teams for elderly, vulnerable, or disabled adults. Under the bill, local prosecutors could establish multidisciplinary teams with professionals like psychologists, law enforcement officers, guardians, and financial professionals to handle specific reports of abuse or exploitation. Rader says this would streamline cases and prevent victims from having to relay the same information over and over. A historic cemetery originally deeded to freed black slaves in Clinton would be preserved as a cultural site under a new bill sponsored by State Representative Roger Reedy. According to the Columbia Missourian, Antioch Cemetery was founded in 1888 in Henry County, southwest of Sedalia. It's still an active cemetery for descendants of the site's original families. The cemetery has grown to almost 5 acres and is currently cared for by Antioch Cemetery Board, which includes residents of Clinton. Reedy said that while the Board of Trustees has done a good job maintaining the property, there's concern about finding a long-term solution. His bill would preserve the cemetery under the state park system. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.